And I don't think you can hear me without my microphone. Well, here we are again, and well, we have another day that we can rejoice, we can be happy about, and be excited about. It is 6:36 in the morning, Tuesday morning, September the 20th, and good morning to you out there. I see we have Justine just popped on right here. Good morning, Justine. 7:30 for you. And for those who are on the East Coast, I think Brian Wu also is out there, Ohio Pastor's wife. And thank you, all of you, for showing up. Laura, Nico, and Brian, God bless you. We have a few things to talk about today. Some new stuff that's just happening. You know, right now, it looks like that Artemis is back for the countdown again. And looks like they're trying to get ready for... I guess the great performance that they're going to do, you know, to make us think that we're really going into outer space. And it's kind of entertaining in a way when you think about the things that they do to keep the space narrative going. You know, we've really come a long way in our deception, the times of great deception and the great times of great deceit. We are living in times now where you can't really tell what's true and what's not true unless you look at the Word of God, right? And there are a lot of people today who are leaving it up to science. They're leaving it up to the world of science to kind of like come up with these things to fill our minds with. But again, here we are scheduled. They have the scheduled NASA live launch upcoming. Notify me when Artemis gets ready to take off and all of that stuff. And they're getting ready for the great show, right? And it's got to be something that's going to be spectacular. But to keep people's interest and keep them out of church and keep them off their mind, off of Jesus, to make them think about all sorts of other stuff. As a matter of fact, I was on last night with a new podcaster called Vince Barton, and he had some questions for me on his channel called Untethered. So, you know, look him up. That'll be somebody that you can kind of look up. He's kind of thinking along the same lines as I am about a lot of this deception. And it's just so much stuff, you know, that is listed that's out there. We are in the end times, and that's kind of what I wanted to say today. We can see with all of these different things that are happening, the Bible says that there will be times of great deception, and that's where we live in. We're living in times of great deception. We're living in times when people just can't discern one thing from another. Speaking of that, I wanted to show you something here. Very interesting. But before we do, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you, God, for your word. We thank you that your word keeps us secure. We thank you, Lord, that you've shown us, God, the truth, and you said the truth will set us free. So we are liberated in the fact that we are the light that you said sits on a hill that helps others to see the truth. Help us, God, spread the truth, to teach the truth, to live in the truth and be directed by the truth so that we can order our steps and survive these turbulent waters, these turbulent times that we live in. Thank you. Thank you for being good to us. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us. Bless every person, Lord, who needs healing today. There's somebody who's hurting, and they need you to touch them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And so, yeah, we thank God for just another day. But I wanted to show you this here. This is really interesting. This kind of shows the spirit of the Antichrist is here. Somebody was broadcasting this. Of course, they took it up on TikTok, but TikTok is okay. Right now, they're allowing people to do this, but take a look at this one. This performance is quite interesting. Tell me if this doesn't smack of the Antichrist. Did you guys get a load of that? That's unbelievable. I mean, you know, talking about creepy and the spirit of the Antichrist and Satan just using people to manipulate them. I mean, that's hideous alone. Very, very frightening. Uncanny how they can just do this stuff now. They just create these. You think they're creating these ideas on their own, or are they being energized by a demonic spirit, right? Yeah, Satan is really in the television set. It's so demonic, so evil, and hideous. And they give a performance. They continue to give this performance and allure people with this mesmerizing activity that really nobody really stops to think that, man, are they conjuring spirits? Are these the spirits that they've been talking about they're going to conjure into the world? You know, I think people think, you know, that, oh, this is, they're just playing around with it. They're just playing around with the idea. But these demonic spirits are real, man. And just looking at this stuff here, well, just think about all the things that's happening around here. All the kids are like starting to dance in bars, and they're dressing up like women, and women are dressing like men. And the number of people that are constantly being lured into the worldly deception is alarming, right? First of all, we don't believe that there is a God. We don't believe that there is a heaven. No, they don't. And so because the reason they don't believe it is because, or the reason they support the space narrative is because we don't believe that God really is in heaven and heaven is up above us. For some reason, we've lost that. And that's one of the, that's a grand deception. Think about how grand that deception is, you know. Anyway, so yeah, it goes on. They continue on, and they do some other antics, and it's just the imagery. Check that out. This looks like a hand. Looks like hands, right? And just the imagery of this whole thing. How could they have developed something so hideous? Looks just like some satanic snake there. On stage, a picture of hell, and these people are playing around with it. And oh, Simon thinks it's the best thing he's ever seen. You know, he gets up and he talks about, you know, you guys are going to go someplace. And all the rest of these demonically motivated and demonically energized people on this American Got Talent or American Idol or whatever you want to call it. You know, your radar should have went out when you heard him say American Idol, right? But anyway, it's just something that, you know, I thought was interesting. We are in the last days, right? And so it is right here. In the last days, according to Joel, in Acts chapter 2, the Lord said he'll pour out his spirit and there would be the Holy Spirit, of course, came upon all flesh that were willing to receive Jesus as their Savior. And he poured out his spirit, my servants and on my handmaidens, I pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And generally, people who prophesied were people who were, saved, or set aside, rather. I'm talking about sanctified and set aside for the Lord. No, those were people like, those people who prophesied were Isaiah, Daniel, and those people. And then, of course, we all know the story of Samuel. Samuel was called in the middle of the night, and he prophesied. And so we also, that's how God wakes you up. He wakes you up with dreams and visions. And then you begin to prophesy. You have either a vision or a dream. And it says your old man shall dream dreams and your young man shall see visions. And so this is what Peter was saying in the book of Acts, that will happen. But then he said also in the last days, prophetically, he said that then there would be a judgment. And when judgment comes, judgment will come with blood, fire, and billows of smoke. So we have the prophecy coming up. And we're right here at the blood, fire, and billows of smoke. You know, the first part of what Peter said already has happened. You know, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost. And the day of Pentecost, that's what happened in the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit and the people were mocking and saying that, you know, these men are drunk. And he said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. This is what the prophet Joel had prophesied that would happen. And in the last days, you know, the Spirit of God would be poured out on all flesh. And this is really kind of going along with what Jesus said. Jesus said that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all nations, and then the end will come. And so the end is on its way. It's right here. It's coming. You can see that. And as we continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit and go out and preach and teach the word of God, at the same time, Satan's army is out there getting their orders, and they are out there doing other things which are demonically motivated, right? So you have that demonic activity, what I was just showing you, you know, with this, all of this demonic stuff that's happening on TV. So there's a war going on for the hearts and souls and minds of people, you know, and so the war is being launched by Satan. He's trying to take as many people to hell as he can by mesmerizing them with, television and that kind of thing. But at the same time, while he's doing all of this, we who are God's children in the book of Acts, the book of Acts never closed. We are out here. The Spirit of God has been poured upon you. And so you out here prophesying and telling people what thus says the Lord, whether or not you know it or not, you are prophesying. And so that's what you're doing. Your voice is out there. You're telling people about Jesus. You're telling people about the kingdom of God. You're telling people about the world of deception. You're sharing with them knowledge that you know about the things that are to come. You know, the transhumanistic agenda, the Antichrist, all of the stuff you know, you're sharing this stuff with people. And while you're doing all of this, that comes from the Spirit of God that has made you like a drunk man or a drunk woman, filled up with the Spirit of God. God is just speaking through you. And then that's what, but you got to listen carefully to what Peter said. Peter said, you know, you guys are mocking us and saying that we're drunk, but that's not what's going on. We're not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. We haven't drunk anything. He said, no, this is what has been predicted by Joel. Joel said that in the last days, there won't just be Jeremiah, Isaiah, all of the prophets, Samuel. It won't just be Elijah that'll be prophesying, but I'm going to pour my spirit out on all flesh and all people shall prophesy. And so Jesus talked about that's going to happen. He said, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the entire nation. How's that going to happen? He's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. He said, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, not just men, not just women, but boys and girls. Your daughters and your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Daughters will be prophesying, young men seeing visions, old men dreaming dreams. In other words, that's how God used to speak to the prophets in the Old Testament. He would speak to them to visions and dreams and giving them a word of knowledge. But then in these last days, what he's doing now is he's speaking to us all and letting us know, get out there and share this word and give these people this information that this kind of stuff is demonic, and come to Christ, come out of the world. And so that's what you've been trying to do, trying to tell people to come out of the world. And, you know, you tell people to come out of the world and get saved. You've been doing that, whether you know it or not. And I've been doing it. We all been doing it. We've been prophesying and speaking the word of God. He said, that's what's going to happen in the last day. Then after that's going to happen, here comes Peter, what he says. He just keeps on. He said, I pour out my spirit and you'll prophesy. Now, everybody prophesied like a prophet in the Old Testament. And he said, and then he says, then I will cause wonders in heaven and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. Now he's in the book of Revelation with the judgment. That's coming. The judgment is coming after we get out there and we do the work of what Jesus said through the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, this gospel shall be preached into all the world. And then the end will come. That's what Jesus said. And when he said that, Peter summed it up in just a little bitty short blurb. He said, look, in the last days, my spirit be poured out on our flesh. And then after that, there's going to be signs in heaven above and on the earth beneath. And then there's going to be blood, fire, and vapors of smoke. Well, that blood, fire, and vapors of smoke is not going to be for us. It's going to be for the judgment that comes on the people who are in the world that will not give up their worldliness. Our job, Jesus came to... he came in the spirit of John, the same thing that John did. John came out baptizing. John the Baptist came out baptizing and preaching, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus came also, and he came preaching, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then he looked out at the crowds of people, and he said, it's just too many people. And he said, I got to hire somebody. So he went and he hired his disciples and got 12 disciples. And then after that, he got 70. And then after that, he even got more, because he said the harvest is ripe and great, but the laborers are few. So I need to send more laborers into the vineyard. So pray to the Father that he sent more laborers. And we said he sent in laborers into the vineyard. And they went out there, all these laborers, you and I and everybody from the book of Acts on, we went out empowered by the Holy Spirit to go out prophesying to the world. And then that's how the gospel will be preached to all the nations. And then the end will come. Now, while all of this is going on, we're launching warfare on the kingdom of darkness. We're battling the gates of hell, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And we're taking territory and taking ground. But at the same time, while all this is going on, Satan is deceiving people through the worldliness and riches and that kind of thing. And what he's doing is he's launching his own attack on the minds of people. And people think, oh, this is so spectacular. Ooh, we got so much. We got it going on in the world. And they're putting on all of these shows and entertainment. And all of them are demonic. I mean, have you ever watched Beyonce dance? I mean, this is the same spirit. You know, her body moves like a serpent. You know, you sit there and you watch Beyonce and you just like get all mesmerized by her beauty and all of that kind of stuff. And she's moving around and jerking around and that kind of thing. Man, I tell you, a preacher could lose his preaching license. Watch. And the rest of these people, my goodness, and Satan, he seems to have all that going, right? But you got to know what you're looking at, right? You got to know what you're looking at, that these people in the world are being motivated by the spirit of the Antichrist, and Antichrist is really trying to take souls and trying to take people to hell. Yeah. Yeah, Beyonce, definitely Jezebel spirit and spirit of witchcraft is on her. Very strong spirit of witchcraft. And so here we are. We have all of this spirit of witchcraft all out in the world now. Well, I'm telling you, the thing is, y'all got to get saved. So if there's anybody who's watching this, you need to get saved. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal savior, you need to do it. And do it fast, because the end is coming. And God is, separating the sheep from the goat, the wheat from the chaff. You know, he's separating us from the world. And as we do this, as we separate from the world, we need to realize that the world doesn't really have anything to offer. John already said that. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, because the things that are in the world are not of God. Right? They are at war with God. The spirit of the Antichrist is at war with God. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to deceive people. And so, yeah, we take the things that are the most atrocious and we call them beautiful. You know, the things that are atrocious, you know, just horrible, hideous. And now we're taking these things and calling them beautiful. I was just looking at somebody did another thing too. It was on YouTube or Facebook rather, where they were these people were deforming their faces. You know, one person was actually making their face like a look like an alien. And I don't know if you ever saw that guy, but it's the spirit of Antichrist, right? And let me see. Alien. It should be illegal. Plastic surgery. It should be illegal, but you can see the reason they're doing that is because we were made an image of God. And people today now, though, are into this spirit of demonation, demonic spirit, right? And they're having their faces deformed and turned into demons. Man got over 110 surgeries, you know, a chance to transform themselves and make themselves look like that. And then they want to work at 7-Eleven. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, I think they was trying to get a job at 7-Eleven and then they wouldn't hire them. But you know, but if you go around and you look like this, but a lot of people today, they they're doing this now. They're doing all of these things to their faces and that kind of thing. Do you think that this is a spirit of God or is the spirit of an Antichrist, right? And so, yeah, it's quite shocking. Quite shocking, the world we live in and the hideous things that people are doing. And they are doing this and they think that all of this is like normal, you know. That's what they're saying. They're saying all of this stuff is normal. I had this one here the other day. I thought this was kind of interesting here. This is, where is that one there? Oh, yeah, this one right here. I'm going to let you guys just read this one here. Yeah, for those of you who listen, maybe just while you're riding, it's a picture that I'm showing I really can't talk about. But again, talking about thinking things are normal, you know. Anyway, so along with that, we have Artemis. Artemis will be taken off launch to the moon.
3, 2, 1, mission. And liftoff.
Copy, 1 Alpha.
Vehicle pushing downrange. Trajectory nominal.
Yeah. I mean, all this CGI and all of this has been made in a Hollywood studio. And so, yeah. And all this, and they say down here, it's animation. All of this is animation. None of this is real. Yet we continue to push this space narrative and all of these different things that we make people think this is normal, it's not, right? And again, even our entertainment, everything is corrupt. The Bible says that the whole world lies under the sway of Satan, right? And that's where we are. Yeah, it's anyway, but hey, listen, it's good news though. The good news is that we are winning because Jesus said, I have overcome the world. That's what happened. We overcome him because we can overcome him through the power of the Holy Spirit and the light came and the darkness could not comprehend it. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So listen, guys, keep looking up. Your future is bright. And what you want to do is you don't want to leave anybody behind. Please do not leave people behind. Don't count them off as worthless or anything like that. Even people who have these tattoos all over everywhere, that the entire body, he just tattooed his whole body and made himself look like an alien. That man still has a soul and he can still come to know Jesus Christ as his personal savior and repent of his sins. And, you know, even though the Bible does say that abusers of themselves will have their part in the lake that burns with fire, I believe that anybody is not too far, you know, gone that the grace of God cannot reach them. So let's pray for these people. Let's pray for the world. Let's keep being encouraged by everything that God is doing. Hey, we're coming to the end. That's the good thing. We're coming to the end and we're going to see Jesus and we're going to rejoice one day. And let's just keep our mind on that. Well, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I got to get to work. Oh, and I want to just thank you. There are some people who actually contributed just the other day. And, you know, thank you for the contribution. You know, although we're over the hump for the conference, we got everything paid for the conference. The next conference we have will even be bigger. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing. And I'm trying to put together that. And I've been kind of coordinating which area we'll be coming to next. So if you have any suggestions, You can go to VincentRoseLive.com and leave me a note. In my email, you can go to my email at VincentRose@att.net. And I'll be glad to hear any of your suggestions. Well, until next time, remember that Jesus is the light of the world and the truth shall set you free. God bless.